It'd be St. Louis, you know, and the conductor, we'd be there about hours, so I've seen a bunch of foremen sitting on the log, you know. And I walked up there, and there's a Jim Stewart. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hello, we haven't seen you around these parts. I said, no, sir. I said, I'll float off the farm. I said, I'm trying to get to New Orleans, you know. To try to find a way, because I see my buddy up there. Yeah. I said, I come here and see, could I, you know, earn me a can of bean and a loaf of bread. Someone had a banjo. And I start dancing there, and the money start coming. And I done got about $15. I said, me and old fella have a good time on Rampart tonight. And so, one of them, and they brought the loaf of bread, and we didn't slice bread them days, so I broke the bread in half, pulled the heart out, pulled the beans in, put that back, then I put fat sandwich up, now it's mine, big old belly wash of tryamine soda. So I start dancing, so it doesn't get up about $15, that's a lot of money in 1936. And so I cut one more step, you know, and I did one of these things, you know, I did that. Lord, I believe I'll fly. One of the foremen got up out the wheelchair. So the crew, boy, if you do, I'll shoot you for a buzzer. Them people in your league, they give you one of the biggest parties, and they have you tell that all night. They didn't believe. Well, that's true. Everybody on the free trade land.
So, well, that's how you made your money when you was doing that. You was making. That's how you made your money, by dancing and stuff like that. Where you get your money from when you was a hobo?
Huh?
Where'd you get your money from when you was hobo?
The money?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, you see, Buck dance was our dance. Nobody touched Buck dancing. And any white would, now here one told me in DuPont, Florida, when I was about 7, they called me Jabbo, that was my sermon name. He said, Jabbo, he said, when a black boy and a black girl start walking, they can dance. See, when they start talking, they can sing. So anybody could, that was Buck and Wing, they throw that money on the ground to you. And so I was doing a little buck and wing and a little Charleston and all that. Yeah, about $15 was 1936, man. I could do what I did at 15 with 100 now. And I'm feeling good, you know. I cut that last step, you know. And then I had a little drink of moonshine, too. Lord, I believe I'll fly. And that brother got up out that wheelchair and shook that crutch at me and said, if you do, boy, I'll shoot the one buzzer.
Your mind won't turn to what he said.
I wish it. Well, Willie, you can't play us nothing on here without your other people?
And
you can't play this?
Huh?
You going to play that?
No, honey, I didn't wait. Now, the good old days, I would have had to do 8 hours.
I knew that's right.
My day is waiting out a half hour.
Yeah.
But Lord, when I get that money, it never compared with the good old days.
No.
For that dollar and a half and that dollar there. Lost.
Can't compare none.
And there ain't nothing cheap. So them boys in school, one pair of clippers, so I got another pair of clippers. So electrical, so I got my battery clippers. So I just keep it down, you know. I'm not shaming my gray hairs anymore.
She said they're going to sell one of those t-shirts.
Don't sell them out.
No, she said they're about to.
You better get over there and get you one.
You want me to go get one for you?
Yeah, I'd like for you to do it.
Okay.
But, and if you're
going to find one, I went to that municipality.
4-year-old.
Who is that boy? Where my boy little?
We don't
boy
have little ones.
Don't have no.
The preacher said, all the men's close their eyes. He said, you ladies cover. He said, he that look at the naked woman shall go blind. The head deacon said, I'll chance one eye.
You say what of me?
Oh. Sacrifice one.
I asked a man older than me. He died 114. And I asked him, I said, Sanchez, you older than me. I'm in my 80s. You and your 100, I said, when do a man start looking at women? He said, when he get blind. I think I agree with him.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, ain't nothing no beautiful to look at me. And I was beautiful women. You know what I did? When they flew me to, Gilroy, California to do a benefit.
I'm a camo there.
And I went on the boardwalk in Santa Cruz, California.
If anybody give me $2
for a piece on
that
gun. How serious, huh? That's how I did anyway.
Yeah.
Auction them off.
You know what I do in West Palm Beach? You know, they got white and black women policemen. They be walking along.
There won't be no more.
I say, good morning, beautiful officer, and keep walking. I'll turn around, I say, one thing, if you lock me up for telling the truth, I'll sue you. I'll make them laugh. Walk along there, all me.
Willie, you ever been in jail?
The police with me.
You ever been in jail?
Huh?
Have you ever been in jail?
Yes, ma'am.
For what?
Huh?
For what?
For hope. Well, 1932, I got locked up in Waycross, Georgia, for Hoboin. And they didn't give me but 2 days in jail. Of course, they took them out and gave me 4 months in the jail gang. Yeah, I've been in jail. I've been in jail in my home. And I did 5 days in Oglethorpe, Georgia jail for Hoboin. 5 days and 2 meals. Locked me, my brother, and 3 white boys.
Willie.
The judge got mad. They had to get him off the Fish Creek. He said, y'all get him off the Fish Creek for trying some old dying hobo. He looked at us. Where you going? I said, I'm trying to go to Florida, Your Honor. And Willie said, and looked at the white boy. We're trying to go to Mama. He said, well, y'all need a rest. 5 days in jail and 2 meals a day. And when you get out there, catch the first thing smoking. He already said it. The Ponce de Leon got to stop at that crossing. The A, B, and A crossed to Central Georgia. And that Ponce de Leon stopped there, and I blinded me and Willie. And we didn't put it down until it got to Albany. Yes, sir. I said, thank you, Your Honor. He said, catch the first thing smoking, and my men bring him back here, I'll give him 90 days. I said, well, Willie, we got it. I said, 12 o'clock, that Ponce de Leon has got to stop him. A, B, and A crossed to Central Georgia. And she stopped when we got that first blind.
Blind him, huh? Put him in the blind.
And Dolphin Albany. Dolphin Albany, Georgia, the next morning. We blind the Crescent Lemon in Greensboro. Greenville, North Carolina, at 9 o'clock. 6 o'clock, we was at that station in Atlanta. And then we blind that same Ponce de Leon from Atlanta to Mexico. Lord, yeah, when I never got locked up for no crime. I used to get 10 days for fighting.
Okay,
I got 10 days a couple times for fighting. Tell the chief told me, say, you go back to Miami or New York, you get get tired of locking up with them. See if people, them fellas were messing, and I just get on that rear room and get them old flint rocks. We used to have flint rocks on our cool line rear. If you threw in them things, would bring spark. They put me in jail for throwing them rocks. She said, now you, you just get out of town until you can cool your temper. See, the Keter Street and the 81 and the 91 Theater.
Yeah.
And then the 5 Points downtown. I send cars back, Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
See, my family won't treat me good, and that's the only thing that kept me from being an alcoholic.
Yeah.
What did?
Riding the rail.
Get that train, huh?
Yeah, I was what you call.
One, you get it, huh?
Yeah, I was the black sheep of the family. Yeah. But I had a real light-skinned cousin, you know. He couldn't be a black sheep. He had to be a red goat.
But he was worse than you.
Huh?
He was worse than you?
Oh, he got killed at a young age. He got killed in his 20s. He did everything wrong.
He had to be doing something wrong.
Right. Jimmy.
You had to be doing wrong. Something right to be here this long.
He even got at me with an empty shotgun.
Don't even care God in his heart.
Yeah. Yeah, that boy. Yeah, I was the black sheep. But the people, when I get over free, they give me so much love. Black and white.
Did you go to Atlanta?
Hmm?
Did you go to Atlanta? Atlanta, Georgia?
Atlanta?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hoboed that to find Decatur Street. And I went in the 81. And then I went over on Auburn Avenue. You see, we had a famous...
Are you a Gandy dancer?
Pride
Party
right
here.
Tiger Flower.
You a Gandy dancer? You gonna dance again?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we're gonna dance.
And she's blind. She can see by fucking on that pole. And she has special blind, a form for blind. And she got a big magnum mirror. When you ring her doorbell, she look on that mirror, you know, and you be... you know, big fella, and she got a stroke. And so that 5-room cottage, she wanted $295 for it, and they paying her $311 a month. Well, I paid my part is the rent went up $13 on it. Now my part now $78. And it sends off $233 and I pay $78. Well, I got 5 rooms, 2 bedrooms, a living room, and another room I call the history room, but I got every kind of, you see they have what they call black history in February, but I have all history. I have all 5 races, but I have like 90% black.
You must be going to the little house.
And I got cabin in there.
Yeah, like you was going to
the kitchen makes the 5-room. I got 2 porches. And she pays Johnson to keep the line all straight.
Are you going to do a Gandy dancing demonstration? When is that going to be? 3:30. 3:30?
I'm well, Mom. No, you got it. What I'm rocking. Hey, I ain't got no money.
The fella said, food is so hot, she would eat the money.
What?
The fella said, food is so hot, she would eat the money.
Lord Jesus.
Witness anything like that? You know,
no, ma'am, I hope it did that. I never went through. Hey,
Hang on.
They executioners hang.
Huh?
They executioners hang.
Yeah.
They don't put in electric.
No, hanging. on a hanging float.
Now, I would have thought that that would have happened a lot in Alabama.
Black sack. And seeing that what you standing on is a trap door. He leave it, that man that hit that lead one down, you go.
300 months.
Right around your neck when you quit kicking, they cut the rope and tear it on.
He didn't have
200.
What do you know? You don't know.
I thought that happened in Alabama a lot.
Oh, he used to hang them up way back, y'all. You couldn't look around at one. They asked you, so what you looking at?
If I can't live like that, just starve.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I said that.
So, he thinking about it. He thought about it.
All right. In Micanopy, Florida. And it was rusty. He had the club, $125. I said, put it back.
Woo! This used to be off of a ship.
That used to be a ship bell. That used to hang and it used to ring it, you know, for kind of thing. It had the clap in it when I got it.
And how about the rest of this? What? How old is this? How old?
It's about 20 years old.
About 20? Oh, okay.
Hey, Bill.
I got it from a drummer.
Bill, I was wondering, would you sign my washboard for me?
Huh?
Will you sign it for me?
Sign it?
Yeah.
Autograph it?
Yeah, I'll try. I'm blind in one eye. I'll do my best.
Does anybody have a pen?
Here you go.
It's anywhere across there. Boy, I can say I had my washboard signed by.
Really?
Yeah. All right.
So,
oh boy.
This thing must be heavy.
You wanna?
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, do it on that side.
You bet on this side.
On that side. Let's do it on the front where they can see it. I like to have it on the front where everybody can see.
Boy.
Yeah.
I could do a better job with that.
Well, it doesn't matter, Will. You ain't got to be good penman.
No, anyway.
He don't care. Let's just want your writing on it.
Just put your name on it. Maybe it'll make me play better.
Well, he doesn't guarantee it.
Oh.
How long you been playing?
I've been playing for about 6 months.
I'm doing pretty good in this one eye.
Yes, I can. You see, something down there, I wanted to buy, but I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to pay no $25, bro. That man with them there, too.
Oh, $25.
That's what he wanted, bro.
This is great.
I'm going to start.
I'm happy for you.
Because I was hoping to see some washboards.
Oh.
And he's the only one I've seen with a washboard.
Yeah, he is. Did you see the article in here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been looking for it.
Oh.
That's why I was carrying it.
He only played 30 minutes a day now. Yeah. We've been trying to get him to play up here.
You see that?
Yes, I can.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very much, Bill.
You're just welcome. There's a hog to a barbecue.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
White would pay anybody. They didn't mess with it. Didn't mess with that bucket wave.
What about the snake hip?
52 breaks.
Snake hip.
Oh, that just some stuff come out.
Well, now, the buck and wing ain't gone.
I know what you're talking about.
And buck there, there's a 52 step you could make, but now a whole lot of folks couldn't make them all.
52 steps to a dance?
Yeah.
And a buck.
And my grandmother never let me know how much I made. Yeah. I'd be down there, boy. You don't stop that devil, man, and let them youngers go home, I'll wire you out to a friend.
Where you raised at? Hey, Bill. Where you raised at?
He can't hear you.
Bill, he said, where were you raised?
Huh?
Where you was born and raised at?
What's that?
Where were you born and raised at?
Well, I was born at a sawmill village by the name of DuPont, Florida. It was 3 miles from Burnell.
Oh.
And DuPont had the largest sawmill in the USA at that time. And no sidewalk, no Pearl Street, no electric light, no cars, no bicycle. And one man had a horse. And the sawmill had some mules and a dump car. And when I got about 8, then they had lights there. And I went to Sanford at 11 years old. And I had my first birthday party at 6 years old. And my mother baked a chocolate cake in a wooden stove and made ice cream. I never seen ice cream until I made ice cream in a 4-quart bucket.
Yeah,
and twist the bib in the 12-quart bucket.
Yeah.
And I was Sawmill Jabbo. But they used to call me Little Black Jabbo. I lived up to it too. And the little girl and boy sing Happy Birthday Jabbo. Well, when the Titanic sunk, I was waiting at the mill. I was getting 25 cents a day. Well, when I hurt this finger, I was getting 50 cents a day. You see, the men's dinner time, they would go to the little circle saw and run by steam them. They saw wood, stove link.
Yeah.
I want to do like a man, so I saw one day and that finger hit it. I jumped that high.
And
when them white fellas picked me up and run to the commissary with me in his arm like a baby. Run upstairs and doctor. Put some water on it, hot water, and that is either iodine or mercuric on. Put on that it burnt and bandaged up. And that was the end of the meal, and
with you.
That was the end of me. That my mother got this high grows back, and my mother got a little out of coat settlement. And I'd worked a meal. Oh yeah, I worked a meal in Mayo, Florida. Since then I worked a meal half a day in Perry. Catching that green lumber, well, I started on that. After a while, that thing started coming. I made a half a day. I told the man, I said, just give me that and let me go eat. But that's where I was born at, DuPont. It was in St. John County then, not in Flagler County.
So did you ever go to Edenville?
Edenville?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played ball in Edenville. You went to that college, Hunger Forward?
No, I go down there for their festival each year.
Yeah.
They've been having a festival down there.
Oh, wait a minute, Club Eating, you went there?
I've been there.
You're too young to go to Club Eating.
No, what the club? It's a club over
club
there
Eaton.
Now. Yeah, I've been to that one. But, did you ever meet or know a Zora Neale Hurston from Edenville?
Oh, I didn't know. Only thing I knew about Edenville was Club Eden.
Oh,
and see, Sanford would close on Sunday.
So you went to Edenville.
Would be open. So we'd get up a crew, you know. And that was a beautiful bar, glass bar.
They still got a nice
one. That place was beautiful.
Yeah.
When I went home in 74, Sanford closed. And we went to Club Eden. Now you stand outside, you can't hear nothing. You get inside, it's full of people.
That's the
biggest.
Yeah, the blacks still running that town.
Jacksonville.
That's one place they stuck together. They're still running Edenville.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah.
And there's Lake City, Florida.